Do-it-yourselfers can do only so much without the right tools. Drills, torches, saws, and soldering equipment can take up precious room in the basement, and there are limits to what you can accomplish with duct tape. Enter the Port City Makerspace, a community-based workshop with a huge range of tools and the room to tinker. It's inside a warehouse in Portsmouth, and it works like a gym. Members pay a daily or monthly fee and get access to the equipment, classes on skills like welding and lockpicking, and the chance to learn from others who share the facility. NHBR's Todd Bookman visited the new makerspace and files this audio postcard.
So we'll make some noise now with this. Clint Crosby, co-owner, Port City Makerspace. The shop and everything really is a medium for what we're trying to build. We're trying to get the sense and that kind of community. I often refer to it as the make movement, you know, which not to use the trademarked phrase, but you know, it's once people have a deeper understanding of how things work in their world, they realize it's not nearly as complicated. We like to create an environment here that it's okay to say you don't know. You know, if you don't admit ignorance, you can never learn anything. But also, we like creating an environment for people to say, like, I want for you to teach me. You have a skill set that I would like. And that, you know, that's a little bit of a daunting thing for many people.
Oh, yeah, my name is Jeffrey Gunn. I can't afford to have a welder and a full wood shop and all, you know, kinds of electronics gear and stuff like that of my own, but, you know, we can kind of share these things here.
Planer, joiner, table saw, compound sliding miter saw, drill press, mortiser, shaper, bandsaw, scroll saw.
The whole makerspace concept, I think, has sort of grown out of that. Or maybe grown along with that sense of community. I am a paying customer, but the facility won't get better and grow if people don't sort of contribute in that way. It's fine for people to pay their membership fees and just come and use the tools, but that's only really a fraction of kind of what the spirit of the place is.
And it's amazing the different ideas that kind of start popping out of people once you take a computer programmer, hardware designer, a metal worker and somebody who does art installations, and you put them in the same room, and a few hours later they're like, all right, so I have design for an 80-foot talking robot. Where can we start with this? Sometimes it's terrifying, and other times it's just awe-inspiring.
I don't know why it keeps doing this. I don't know why it's doing that.
Sebastian, Logue. So I'm using a programmable board with a what's called a shield to help it run certain components. So I'm using a motor shield so it can run.
No, we haven't had anybody get hurt. A blender is purely just a motor, you know, and once it breaks, most people toss it out, but there's a way to repair that quite easily. And you can save yourself both money, time, energy, just in learning about how things work in your world. You know, once you start delving into it, you see how simple things are and how many overlapping technologies we have in our world. You know, everything's built basically on motors and microprocessors. And from that point on, once you understand those two things, it's everything else is just specifics.
That was Clint Crosby, co-owner of the Port City Makerspace in Portsmouth. There are two other membership-based workshops in New Hampshire, Make It Labs in Nashua, and Tech Arts in Milford. Our audio postcard was built by Todd Bookman.